You know, there seems to be one diagnosis that gets in the way, that blocks blessings, that delays your manifesting. And I hate to admit it, I suffered with this for a while. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is the 12th of March, 7:57 a.m. The days are getting shorter here in Melbourne, Australia. Back in the old country, they're getting longer. Same planet, same world, very different experience. It's funny because we're heading into winter. July gets pretty cold here. In the old country, they all complain about how hot it is. Interesting, isn't it? We'll complain about whatever we complain about. Me, I just tend to enjoy sunshine and smiles no matter what the weather. But let's dive in. So there's one diagnosis that just seems to block blessings. It delays gratification. And I'm not a fan of delaying gratification. I want you to think about this. Because there are experts out there that say you need to delay your gratification. All right, tell me more. And I say, well, see, the reason why an alcoholic grabs a beer is because they can't delay their gratification. I said, all right. So I started hanging out with people, right? And this is what I learned. If I drink a beer, if I drink two beers, if I drink three beers, then I can talk to the pretty girl. All right. See, I call that delaying gratification. Not a fan. I'd rather you just walk up to the pretty girl. I'd rather you skip the setups. I'd rather that you start, well, imagining up what you truly want in life. So one of the things that I notice is there are a lot of people that want some serious change. They really are, and they're serious about change. And I get it. What happens, though, is they tend to burn out pretty quick. Or they struggle. Or they push. Or they become experts in motivation. Motivization, something like that. Motivation. I'm not a very motivated kind of guy. I'll be honest. I swim 1 kilometer a day. Back at December 31, you know, just a few short months ago, I swam 25 meters and tried not to die. Then I swam another 25 meters and tried not to die. And it didn't take me long to swim 40, it's 40 laps the way they count. That's 1 kilometer in the pool that I go to. My feet don't touch the ground for 40 minutes. So, I'm having fun. And I want to nail this diagnosis for you because it's called fun deficit disorder. And I notice a lot of people have it. They get so serious and so structured and so step by step, ticking boxes, doing what it takes. A long time ago, I was married to somebody different. And we were going to have a baby. And one thing I discovered real quick, doesn't matter how hot she is, when you start having sex to have a baby, the fun leaves the room. Right? I mean, it was fun for a little bit, but it was like trying to make a baby. It's like trying to make some money. It's like trying to make a difference in your life. It's all trying. It's all trial. It's serious business. I don't want this to be serious or a business. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to give up your fun deficit disorder diagnosis. I want you to discover play is the way. I want you to explore who you are and how this works. Because, I don't know, I read Genesis as a little boy. You know, I read the Gospels in school. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. We actually read the whole Bible. And in the end, I just, one of my impressions was, you know, to create a platypus, God must have had a giggle. I notice all the gurus, they giggle a lot. Except in today's culture, we got a bunch of very serious. Anyway. I want to know how much fun can you stand? Because most people can't stand that much. I want you to Discover you came here with a song to be sung and a dance to be danced, and that will not have you chasing happiness. It will have you being the boom in the room. I want you to let your sun shine instead of putting it under a bushel basket. Because Neville Goddard said you came here to know, well, you can't, excuse me. Neville Goddard said you came here for a divine purpose. And that divine purpose is to know imagination. Wasn't it cool we set up the game so we would explore imagination and have a good time? Because if you don't have a good time, it's probably because your imagination is out of control. See, you're the sunshine. You are the sunshine. You are the sunshine. You're the spark behind the eyes. So I remember when Grandpa Joe died, he really wasn't my grandpa, but his name was Joe, and I was in the room with him. And I remember the moment the spark left. Joe's son says, "Dad's gone." He's right. The spark was gone. What was left was the meat suit. And as long as you identify with your history, you're not gonna notice the mystery of you. The dance you came here to dance. So I invite you to dance with us. If you got gold today, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there, click on whatever interests you. Because if you're getting gold from a podcast, the gold mine is there. These are just my pseudo-random goodnesses. This is me rambling based on what I've read and replied to this morning. And I just notice a lot of people, they're just taking life, they're making manifesting way too serious. And if you have a crayon, write down serious equals struggle. I want you to walk away from your fun deficit disorder diagnosis. NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go get some goodies. You'll be glad you did. Anyway, let's imagine up something lovely. Let's imagine you doubling the amount of fun you can stand. How would you know if that was true? See, one of the things that I noticed when I had fun deficit disorder, people didn't want to be around me for long. They'd listen all polite and shit, and then they'd do what they could to get away. Now it's a very different story. Imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right, the sun will come out right now. All you gotta do is drop the how and explore. You aren't your meat suit, you are so much more. You really are. You are so much more. I remember when singing used to be a struggle, now I just have fun. Sing your song, dance your dance, have a lovely day. Dive deeper, NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.